Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful and truly blessed to be with you this morning and to give you a word of God. And all I can say is, it is a great word today. It is a great word today. As I was, going through my emails and different things and looking at some stuff and, I was looking at Twitter and some Facebook and just looking and thanking God for grace. Grace, because God made everything. And the word that he gave me this morning is a combination word from Ecclesiastics and Psalms. And it's, bless the Lord, oh my soul. For it is God who made everything. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for it is God who made everything. And as we get into the lesson this morning, you'll see where this all comes together. God is in charge. News, I was watching Fox News yesterday. And for those that get ready to hate, I watch all kind of news because you need to see how each group of people perceive the same event. That's just like people who witness a crime. One person will say, no, he had curly hair. Another person will say, no, he had long hair. Another person will say, well, he wore glasses. Another person will say, no, I think he had green eyes. No, I think he had black eyes. No, I think his hair was red. Or a woman, or was a woman dressed like a guy, all different, same event, different perspective. And I have heard, President Biden lifted up as accomplishing great things with getting out over 120 some odd people out of Afghanistan, even doing all the craziness, the bombing and the death. Afghanistan people and our 13 servicemen. May God rest their souls. Group is saying, well, it was the worst thing that ever happened. Another group is saying, well, they did the best with what they had to deal with. And then another group is saying something totally different. And then we have those that are talking about Ida and how, this is the worst thing since Katrina and actually Ida happened. Exactly the same day as Katrina. Craziness. But I say this to say that all these perspectives are just that, perspectives. Because Afghanistan would not have happened unless God allowed it. Ida would not have happened unless God allowed it. And I say to you today, We got to get out of listening to all the stuff out there. It's just causing nothing but confusion. And that's what it's causing, confusion, because you hear people believing everything they hear on whatever social media they listen to. When we as men and women of God have got to push, we've got to continuously pray until something happens. Jeremiah prayed. He was a prayer warrior. Daniel prayed. Jesus prayed. So why would we think we should not pray? Prayer changes things. I'm a witch. Prayer changes things. We've got to trust God. We've got to know that He is in charge of everything. Bless the Lord, all my soul. For God is in charge. Did you put the moon up there in the sky? And you know it's, you can see the moon even in the daylight. Did you put it up there? Did you put the sun in the sky? Did you put Venus or Mars or Uranus or might used to be planet Pluto? Did you put it up there? No, we didn't. Did you put the next galaxy, Andromeda? Did you put it up there? No. None of us did any of those things. Only God did it. Did you create the life that's in the womb and tell the bones where to go, where the head to go, where the arms and legs and torso to go? No, God did it. Take that tiny little seed and make it into a baby. God did it. Me, not you. It is God that made the grass as well as made the weeds, made the wheat as well as the tares. It's God that made the flowers and the trees and the bees and the honey. And it's God that made the flat, the flat-billed platypus, the duck-billed platypus, there you go, which is a total conundrum. But God did it. And we got to stop trying to circumvent what God did. Stop trying to tell God how to run our world. Because if we listened to God, we wouldn't have all this stuff. If we listened to God, we would have love. We would have peace. We would have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. But instead, we would prefer to listen to men with a whole bunch of mouth and no wisdom. A whole bunch of mouth and no common sense. A whole bunch of mouth that leads to destruction. Hate and divisiveness does not want us to be divided, because a house divided against itself will not stand. A planet divided against itself will not stand. Understand. Everybody talks about this group getting a nuclear weapon and that one getting a nuclear weapon. Understand, it will destroy the planet and none of us will be here. Is it worth it? Absolutely not. And again, for those that are out there trying to force God's hand, don't understand that Jesus coming back is not going to be a plaything. It does not mean that you're going to be in the ones that are going to be resurrected. art lifted up in the resurrection. Don't force God, because it will not be pleasant. Don't try to rush revelations, because it will not be pleasant. Read the word. Don't listen to somebody in a pulpit giving you a half-truth. Read it for yourself. Revelations is terrifying. It is a horror movie, unbelievers. It is no joke, because again, God is in charge of everything. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, He is in charge of everything. You give it to God, whatever the situation, give it to God and watch God work. I've seen Him do it, and I know He can. I get filled up when I think about what God has done in my life. Yes, some great. Yes, some bad. And yes, some downright ugly. But understand, from the mess comes the message of the greatness of God. So as you go through this day today, be thankful. Be thankful that you live wherever you may live. And I say, I'm grateful I live in one of the greatest countries in the world who has some problems. America, we are not perfect, and we are not holy, and we are not a nation that trusts in God. Tell the truth and shame that wicked, ratchet devil. We need a lot. We got a lot more work to do. We got a whole lot more work to do. And it comes from truth, not lies, not subterfuge, not bigotry, not false prophets and false prophecies, but the truth from the Word of God. So let's get into the Word. Father God in heaven, we are grateful that You are in charge of everything. We are thankful that You gave us breath in our body because somebody didn't wake up today. Father God, we are grateful, thankful, and blessed to be Your children and to know that we are covered by the wings of Your love. Lord God, I ask You to bless and watch over those that have had to go through the storm, oh God, the storms of life. The storms of homelessness, helplessness, but knowing that they have hope in You. For Your grace and Your mercy toward me and my family, I thank You, Lord, for this mighty word that You have put in my belly, Lord God, to do Your will and not my will. To read Your word, to teach Your word, to allow Your word to rest in my heart. But Father God, I am nothing but a filthy rag without You. And I ask You, Lord God, to clean me up, to make me better, to make us better, to remove all the things not like You from our hearts, our minds, our spirits. Lord, let us see You in our brothers and our sisters. Lord, I ask You to remove the scales from our eyes that we won't have spiritual eyes just as we have physical eyes. For Lord God, we are at war, and we need You to show us the enemy, that we will not fall for the wiles of the devil and his minion. For Lord, Your word tells us a third of Your angels came with Him. And that third is what walks the earth and does the things that we like to say, well, the devil did this. The devil can only be in one place at one time, because that's what Your word tells us. He's not omnipotent. He's not an omnipresence. He is an entity. He is a fallen angel. And he can only be a messenger in one place, creating destruction in one place at a time. But Lord, we know that the thousands upon thousands of thousands of demons are here on this planet, wreaking havoc across the earth. But we know, Lord God, that you are the light, and that within the realm of you, the heavenly realm, you fight for us. Our Savior fights for us. The Holy Spirit fights for us. You fight for us. For you are the head of heaven's armies. And there's still a fight going on for the souls of men. And we know, Lord God, for it is written, you will win. Father God, I give myself away today. Please use me for your glory, for your light. For you, oh God, I humble myself and I give myself away, Lord God. Use me for your glory. But Father God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. Again, I say, Father, I give myself away. Use me for your glory as your word goes forth. In the precious and holy name of the Savior Christ Jesus, I pray lifting up not just my country, but this planet, Lord God, this planet that we have not treated very well and who's rebelling against us. I ask you, Lord God, to give us a balance, to treat your planet with respect and love that is due this gift from you. And Lord, I ask again, I repent of anything that I have done against your divine majesty. In Jesus' name again, I pray. Amen. We got to repent. When you mess up, as my pastor says, you got to clean up. Messed up God's beautiful planet that he created just for us. We've got to get it right and start treating it right. Or it will. We will have more itis. We will have more tornadoes. We will have more earthquakes. We will have more fires. You got to treat this planet right. And no, I'm not some climate this or that. I'm just saying it's a gift of God. God made everything, which means God made this planet just for us. And you have all the very, very rich, I will say it, it's a movie. And you'll figure out what's going on in outer space. Why they're all of a sudden, all these billionaires and almost trillionaires are building spaceships because they're trying to get off the planet that they messed up with their industrial waste. And they're building their spaceships and their places out in the atmosphere over in space. You know, folks like Mr. Bridges done lost her mind. No, I watch movies. And I watch sci-fi for a purpose and a reason. And I do it because I've seen too many times what we consider sci-fi and fiction become realities. Whatever thought, 1968, I believe, and seeing Captain Kirk on this visual screen talking to the Romulans or whatever, which is now what we call FaceTime. A button pushed on your ear to talk to someone. Oh, and let's not forget Dick Tracy and the watch on his arm that he talked to someone. I do believe that we have what iWatch and Google Watch and every kind of watch that you can talk on. We have FaceTime. We have, Zoom. excuse me, don't look at science fiction if that's by the devil. No. It could be your future reality. We got to look at things from a different point of view and from a different eye. So when you see these movies out there that talk about, you know, you got the city that's up in space or up above the atmosphere, but only the very, 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 very rich can get to it and live on it as the planet is devastated because of war and climate and all this stuff. But the very, 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 very rich don't live on the earth. They live above the earth. Or they live in the sky, but only a few can get there. Better look at stuff and know that everything is happening for a purpose and a reason. Not giving a prophetic word, just saying, look at history. Look at history. History unknown is history repeated. We have to fight against the unknown. We got to study. As the word of God tells us to show ourselves approved, we got to read God's word. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. But understand, God is over everything. Comes from God. Knowledge comes from God. Science comes from God. We come from God. God is in charge. And when we figure that out and acknowledge him and allow him to direct our path, everything else will fall into place. So let's get into the word this morning and you will understand where my title is coming from as we go through our Ecclesiastic Psalms as well as 1 Corinthians. And we are coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and chapter 12. And it says this, cast your bond the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Come on now. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As for you, do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of you, of her who is with child. I'm going to read that again. As you do not know what is the way of the wind. We don't know the way of the wind, but God does. Or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. We don't know how fetus grows, but God does. So you do not know the works of God who makes everything. And I'm going to say it one more time. So you do not know the works of God who made everything. In the morning, sow your seed. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand. But you do not know which will prosper. And God put it in my heart some years ago when I preached the message that a hand open to give is also a hand open to receive from God. Because if you close your hand, there's a little bitty hole that's there. Because you can't hold it so tight that nothing can get through. But that little bitty hole, all your blessings sleep right through it. And you wonder why your blessings are not there, because you are not giving, so you cannot receive. Hand open to give is a hand open to receive the blessings of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And it goes on to tell us in Ecclesiastes, either this or that or whether both alike will be good. Truly the light is sweet and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness. But they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. We'll have to stand before God. The good of us, the bad of us, and the downright ugly and nasty of us will all have to stand before God in judgment. And I say this, not Solomon, and that's not vanity. That is the reality and the truth of things. And it says in verse number 10 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. In the days when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also, they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Y'all catch the reading again. And God will put it in your heart to understand it. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Think that through. If you're not quite there, go to Genesis and read the story of creation. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright words of truth. The words of the wise are like gourds, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God would bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. That's a highlightable. And I'm going to read it one more time. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. What a word. Preacher preached today. Are we listening? Stanley has given us some awesome life lessons and what the Bible says. So let's go into life lessons. The first one is coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. And for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, and as I look at my Bible, we are probably about a third left to read of this whole Bible. We have read from Genesis to Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Proverbs, and in 1 Corinthians in our New Testament. We've read a lot of word on this blog and on this show, and I can tell you, it is all being good and educational, and it's helping your souls. Because when you know the word, you can stand on the word. When the enemy comes at you, the flood, God is putting a standard around you with his word. Trust in the Lord. And as the word that I'm coming from is Dr. Charles Stanley, Sister Charles F. Stanley, Life Principles Daily Bible. It's a daily Bible which gives you scripture every day so that by the time you start January 1 to December 31st, you will have read that entire Bible. Even when we go to something different on next year, if God says the same, I will still be reading this Bible because it has done so much for my ministry and my heart. It has helped me to gain understanding of God's word. And I pray that as I've read it to you and read it with you, that you also have gained understanding of God's word. And thanking God for this man of God. And I always have to give the disclaimer. I am not being paid by Charles Stanley to hawk this Bible. And I'm going to tell you now, if you don't have it, it is hard to get. This Bible is selling out. And it's back ordered so much. I ordered one for someone, a friend of mine. And I am still waiting. I ordered it in March, and they sent me a note from the ChristianBooks.com and said that I should have it by the 10th of September. It's not available on Amazon. I've already looked. So I tell you, if you can find this book in your bookstore, in, you know, whatever Christian bookstore you go in, or in Barnes & Noble, get it, because it is selling out. It is one of the best Bibles I have, and I have a lot of Bibles because I like the Word of God. So I have Romans, and I have a lot. I have Greek, and I have Hebrew, and I love the Word of God. I have a chronological that we've done on this show, as well as the Greek and Hebrew we've done on this show. But I tell you this, the Word of God is so important. And we got to hold it close because we never know what can happen where our word will be outlawed because it's not politically correct. And somebody decided that they don't like the word of God being read on the radio or us that preach the word of God on television because it makes me uncomfortable. We better understand. We got to stand up for God's word. Because believe me, there's somebody out there right now who's trying to figure out how to keep us off of YouTube, how to keep us off of Blog Talk, how to keep us off of the radio waves with the word of God. Again, because it makes them uncomfortable, and they have a right not to have to deal with that. Understand? We thought we were just sent back when now, what, prayer in schools? I believe that was something that happened when I was in school. We had, first it was prayer, then it became a moment of silence where you could pray before the school bell rang, where you have time to pray at the flagpole if you wanted to, where you could get together at lunchtime and have prayer groups if you wanted to. But now, no more prayer in the schools. And all I got to say is, in a particular school in my community, day one, somebody gets stabbed in school. Wonder why? So we as men and women of God have got to put the word of God in our children. So even though there's no official prayer in school, our children are praying through their schools. Our children are praying in their classrooms. Our children are wherever they go. And we are praying in our workplaces. We are praying wherever we go. And I tell you, if we start to instill prayer in our children and prayer in the places that we go, watch God work in this nation. Watch God work in this world. Don't take this word for granted. Don't take it for granted. And the life lesson for Ecclesiastes 11 and 4 is this: he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Easily miss out on God's best for his life. Let your motto be, I'll do it now as the Lord directs and enables me. It will save a lot of heartache later, and I can attest to that. The procrastinator that I have been, I tell you, thank you. This word is for me. Ecclesiastes 11 and 4, you do not know the works of God who makes everything. God's ways are higher than ours, and his thoughts far loftier and greater. And yet what he has revealed, he has given so that we might follow him joyfully. Let us treasure God's word. Dr. Stanley is all up in it. Thank you, Lord. And Ecclesiastes 11 and 6 says, and this is what Dr. Stanley says, what the Bible says about the value of diligence. And, you know, we all have heard these terms, these cliches. The early bird gets the worm. You've probably heard these time-worn cliches many times, but have you ever realized that both overflow with biblical significance regarding a character trait vital to any successful venture? The character trait is diligence, frequently contrasted in the Bible with laziness and procrastination. The Hebrew language uses two word pictures to illustrate diligence, dawn and night, thus portraying an individual who is fully awake and alert, the early bird, and whose skills are sharpened and honed, sharp as a tack. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. The preacher tells us, Ecclesiastes 11 and 4, we can't spend our time daydreaming, nor can we wait to get started until all conditions look absolutely optimal. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or when, whether both alike will be good. A diligent man is satisfied, is a satisfied man. The lazy man is always dreaming and wanting, but never willing to pay the price of perseverance. Thus he comes to frustration and emptiness. Before the Apostle Peter listed his character building blocks such as faith, virtue, knowledge, and self-control, he exhorted his readers to apply all diligence. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Such qualities are not found in a superficial Christian. Let me put it back again. Faith, virtue, knowledge, and self-control are not found in a superficial Christian. They take root in one's character only through steadfast application and pursuit. The overriding motivation for the cultivation and attainment of diligence is not material gain. Can I say it again? It is not material gain, but the urgency of your Christian witness. I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. Jesus said, the night is coming when no one can work. We've got to get in our word now while we can. John 9 and 4, and I'm telling you, this is in my spirit. We've got to study this word while we can, because there's going to come a day where you're going to have to hide it, because there's going to be those that do not like the word of God because it's showing the darkness that's in them. Our pilgrims, a diligent lifestyle alert to every opportunity to share Christ, and make him known will have the greatest influence on the kingdom of God. Time is precious. We redeem it for his purposes as we remain diligent in our work, our study, our witness, and our prayers. Prayer changes things. More prayer, more power, family. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now your creator in the days of your youth. Toward the end of his life, Solomon did not walk with God, and so he dreaded growing old. Let us strive to be more like Moses, who at the end still had bright eyes and a zest for life. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. From Genesis to Revelation, God instructs and urges his people to obey his commands and to fear his great name. Yet we are to do so with joy in our souls and love in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 16:22, which we will be getting to this morning, God willing. Let us go into our Psalms and you'll understand as I've gone on what this word means today. And it says at Psalms 103, verse 15 to 22. So Psalms 103, 15 through 22. And it says, as for man, his days are like the grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you, his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Proverbs 24:13-14, my son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. Praise the Lord. God is good, y'all, and his mercy does endure forever and all times. We got to keep trusting God. And as we get into Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 through 16, and our word is so important because this talks about the Godhead. It actually talks about who is the head. Who is the head of my life? Who is the head of the church? Who is the head of all of us? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for the Lord is in charge of everything. God is in charge, not me, not you, but God. And we got to keep that in our spirit. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for it is God who made everything. He made me. He made you. He made all of us. And the word of God that came to Paul says this, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophetess or prophesies with her head uncovered. But didn't he just say that? You have all these folks that say that women can't. But Paul just said, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. For that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her also be shown. But if it is shameful, for a woman to be shown or shamed, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. Y'all heard that, right? Woman is the glory of man. For a man is not from woman, but woman from man. Come on now. Truth and shame that devil. We wouldn't exist if God had not taken us from the rib of Adam. There's somebody out there who's missing the rib because you are the rib that belongs to him. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, for was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. Come on. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman. Come on now. But all things are from God, who created everything. Judge amongst yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. Anyone seems to be contentious. We have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. Let's read that one more time, verse 13 to verse 16. Judge amongst yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? If a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him. But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her. For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. So Paul has spoken. God has spoken. Vanities of vanity, says the preacher. All is vanity. Let us keep God first in everything that we are doing. For what we are doing, we do for the glory of God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It is all about God. As we bless the Lord, oh, I say it again, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. But it is God who made everything. He made me. He made you. He made us. And that's all I have this morning, except for let us get a word from our sister in Christ this morning, Sister Carolyn. And our word for this morning. Good morning. God will lead you where he wants you to be, but you have to talk to him daily to see where he wants you to go. The key is prayer. Have a talk to God Tuesday. Hallelujah. Have a talk to God Tuesday. And I just want to share my scripture that I had this morning. And it was this. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. And it says, today, if you will hear his voice, and we're going to go over to Psalms 95 this morning. I thought I was done, but all the time, God has his plans, and I just have to follow what God's plans are, not mine. You know, mine was, oh, I'll be done, and we're out of here. No, God said, I have a different plan. I want this word read. And we're going to go over, so please join me in Psalms 95. God always has a plan, and all we have to do is be faithful and listen. for his voice and listen to, boy, his word, because God's word is so true. And he just wants us to love him like he loves us. I get emotional when I think about the goodness of God and everything that he has done in my life. And this is what the word says in Psalms 95, a call to worship and obedience. I will bless the Lord, all my soul. And as it says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the King above all God. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his alone. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. What a word. And again, family, as we truly do wrap it up this morning, if there is anyone that would like to speak, please call 213-943-3597. If there's anyone that God has put a word in your heart, 213-943-3597, or push the number 1, and your line will be open if God has given you a word to share. Not giving anyone a word to share, but I just say this morning, as you contemplate and think on this word, the scriptures that God gave me from my lesson this morning, is this, is Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. Psalms 103:15-22, our whole entire psalms that we read today. And 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3 and verse 12. And this is the word that God gave us, this: but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. As woman came from man, even so, man also comes through woman, but all things are from God. And our title for again this morning is this: bless the Lord, O my soul, for it is God who made everything. And I say this morning as we wrap it up, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours, that you all have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord, never forgetting that it is our Father God who made everything. He made me. He made you. He made the birds of the air and the bears in their dens. God made us all. The beautiful butterfly and the honeybee. He made us all. Keep God first in all that you do and watch him work in your life. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, I'm moving forward. It's a wrap. Have a great day. Keep God first in all that you do. For God is in charge. And know that everything that's going on is because God is allowing it. Don't get upset. You can grieve. But know that it is for a purpose and a reason. And it's for God's purpose and God's reason. And all we do is pray. Pray, pray, and pray some more. Family, let's push. Let's push together for a better world. God-loving, God-fearing, God-in-charge world. God made it all. He made me and he made you. And again, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. For it is God who made everything. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap.